Satnam, hello.
Satnam, hello.
Hi. What a good chorus I heard. I hear Guru Rami. Yeah. Welcome, dear.
Thank you.
Ranjit.
And who else?
Ranjit.
Ranjit? Oh, good. Ranjit. The sisters. And who else?
Hi.
Hi. And who else is here?
Satnakar.
Hi, Satnakar. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good, I'm glad. Is it warmed up out there in Iowa?
It did, and now it has dropped into the 30s again.
Oh, brother, well, that's spring. What can you say?
And there's a big jay sitting in the bird bath.
A big what?
Jay bird.
Oh, cool. As long as he's not freezing his feet off.
The only who color around.
Huh? What's on the car?
He's the only bright color. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, what a delight. Okay, who else is here?
Omkar.
Hi, Omkar. Welcome.
Hi. Satnam, it's good to be here. I miss you guys.
Oh, same. And who else is here?
Satnam.
Satnam, and was that Hargobin?
Yes.
Oh, good. The trio is here.
All right.
And who else?
Rahmane and Tomas.
Oh, welcome, Rahmane and Tomas. Good to have you.
Thank
and
you.
Who else?
Guru Atma.
Hi, Guru Atma. How you doing?
Good.
Good, I'm glad. And who else?
Hari Munder.
Hi, Hari Munder. Are you in Alaska right now?
I am.
Is it still snowing?
Yep.
All righty. I guess that's what you sign up for when you go to Alaska.
Yeah, but the light's back, too, so it's wonderful.
Oh, I gotcha. So you experience equinox same as we do. Cool. And who else is here?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good, good. And who else? Anybody else? Okay. Looks like we got our group. So, it seems as though Baba Sitichan is moving kind of quick this morning, okay? So, let's all just sit straight, palms together. Long deep breath. Eyes at the third eye point. And inhale to begin. I'm good. Long deep breath. Long deep breath. And now begin heart breath. That is, on the exhale, feel as though the air, the exhale is coming out of the heart center. Heart breath. Good. Really open yourselves with heart breath. Open, open. With heart breath, feel your own beauty, this really gorgeous springtime of beauty moving out of your heart. Opening. And now send this gorgeous heart breath to unite with everybody else on this call, whether they are on here right now or whether they will join us on the recording. And if you're on the recording, join with us. Heart breath. Oh, that's so beautiful. Keep up. Joining with each other. This is a pure recognition that you are not alone, not alone in your mission and your destiny to come here and be with this world, expand with it, open it up, hold hands, and move into this change of the world.
Good morning, this is Jazz Birkar.
Satnam, we're doing heart breath here.
Thank you.
Connecting, connecting. Okay, now Baba Sanachanda is taking over already, and he says, please, with your heart breath, he says, please go into the depth of your heart. He says there's, how can you say, like a cleavage. In the middle is like the same that is in your brain, between your left brain and right brain, and of course it communicates. He says he wants you to go way down that middle shaft. Go way down into the very... what even seems deeper than the center of your heart? Deeper and deeper and deeper. Please go deeper. He says when you go there, you might find that things, you might find emotions that are challenging, emotions that are mysterious, emotions that are terrorizing. He says, understand that you share those with other human voices, human hearts, human longings. You share them across the board. He says, the only difference is that they are still what you might say, in hiding from you, in hiding from your conscious mind. He says, let them come up. He said, some of you will even find things in there that have to do with a change. In other words, you're experiencing the change already, and it is not fully expressed yet, but it lies as subliminal terror, he calls it. He says, that's the reason it's been so very important that you deal with your own backlog leading up into this Aquarian time, because he says, do you see what's happening now? He says, that will continue. And he says, at that time, you will be dealing with, you will know yourself as humanity. You will know yourself as humanity. He says, and that's what we're going to be doing today. And in knowing yourself as humanity, he says, you share the hopes, the dreams, the terrors, the loves, the requests, and the kindness of humanity. He says, it's very important that you have dealt with the things that terrorize you from your past lifetimes and so on, so that you can have the freedom, the openness, the ability to, he calls it, to be an open and free channel for all that moves through you, to be an open and clear vessel. He says, we are moving from the personal to the impersonal. Now, the impersonal doesn't mean that we are cut off. Do you understand? The impersonal does not mean that we have gotten cut off, that we've gone numb, that we have thrown out the very particulars, the very intimacies, and the very coziness. He says quite the opposite. He says, in this impersonal, which is the personal of all of humanity, all of creation, all of the past, present, and future, he said, this is where you are moving to now. He says, this is just beginning to happen. He calls it with a vanguard of what he calls the light workers. Yogi Bhajan calls it the teachers. Keep up your heart breath. He says, your presence is vital. Your presence is vital. And when he means presence, he doesn't mean just getting your name called. He means your presence. He says, your presence as the creator of the universe is vital. Okay, so some of you may be going, oh, that's not me. No, it is. All you have to do is open to that in a most cozy way. It is not so big that it's overwhelming. It is so cozy that it is inviting. It is so cozy that it is so vast. He says, please move into that in your consciousness and in this very depth of your own heart. He says, this very depth of your own heart is your shared heart. This is your shared heart. And now he's giving us the very special privilege of us on this phone call or on the recording moving into one heart right now. moving into one heart. He says, don't be afraid. He says, these are fine people. He said, it's not that you live each other's personal lives. It is that you live each other's destiny as one. You are the oneness. He says, in those of you who came together at that Yogi Mela, you understood that. You felt it. You knew it. You know it on this phone. You are this precious oneness, and it is this free-flowing air and love that moves through you. He says, oh, my dears, there's no escaping it. Might as well relax. He says, I know you have been in societies and cultures and families and so on that have made you dread and run away from the unity of humanity. I know you have done that. And he says, well, you should. He says, it's been a heavy bout. Now he's asking you to move into the purity, into the kindness, to the oneness, to that which holds the space through time and space, that is the oneness, that is the ultimate care, that is the great resource, that is the transformer, both on a personal level, on a human level. He says that also, he calls it the phantasmagoria of all creation. Please recognize yourself in that seat. He says in this very unique position of being a conscious aspect of creation, you are moving from the victim mode of having been created to moving into the creator mode. And that creator mode means being in absolute alignment with that creative consciousness and that creator energy. At this moment, he says, we are at the crossroads, which means that you are not sitting at the right hand of God. You are the right hand of God. Do you understand? You are that which carries through the creative composition. Feel that creative creator essence flowing through you in the most kind and open way. And just be cozy with it. You don't have to make a muscle to make it happen. He says, no, that'll turn it off. He says, it takes relaxing and allowing the power to move through you. And through your heart, through your coziness, through your openness. Every one of you is a blessed being because you are the blesser. You must understand that. You are the blesser. He says, please engage in that very old custom of blessing. There is reason for that. There is an energetic, he says, he calls it an energetic proverb that is given to all in the path of the blessing. And he says, don't be tight and snarky about your blessings. He says, give it to everybody. He said, the biggest creeps need the biggest blessing, right? Keep up the breath. Good. Okay, and bless. This is the heart breath. This is the blessing. He says, and please send this out to all who need it, who yearn for it, who want it, and be very conscious of your uniting with that breath, and not only allowing the blessing to move through you, but understand that this is the stuff of your life, the stuff of your life that is the stuff of all life. And you are allowing yourself to share it in the most generous, most open, most kind way, not only in service and for benefit of others, but for your benefit as well. As the oneness, as you unite in this one consciousness, as you become aware of yourself as this one consciousness, all opens up for you. Things make sense to you. You feel yourself being led. You feel it as a oneness with you, and you move with it. Keep up. Know yourself as the one essence. Know yourself as one essence, and this beautiful light, this solidified light that is here on earth, and joining with, as one, with other solidified lights here on earth. Opening. Okay, now is this beautiful, open, blooming union that you are. No one is giving up their individuality. I want to be very clear of that. No one is giving up their individuality. He says, that must be impeccable. Your individuality must be impeccable. It must be strong. Otherwise, you cannot hold. You cannot be a strong conduit. If your individuality is not strong and grounded, he says, please ground your individuality now. Be grateful to Mother, Mother Planet, Mother Earth, as you send your energy down. Oh, and let her receive it. And let it come back up. He says, much like cleaning sewage in the water lily patch. He says, what a wonderful thing happens when you ground your energy in Mother. Be very sure and grateful of your own presence, which is the gift of the Creator projecting itself, yourself, here on earth. That is essential. But your individuality is not cut off. It is not cut off. It flows, it opens, it expands. So being present in your own individuality, strong in it, again, go back to the total connection, the connection with others within this group, as a solid wholeness. How exquisite we are. What a beautiful texture we are. What a balance. What optimum opportunities exist within this unit, within this association. He says he wants you to take a minute and to see that, to be aware of that. To feel it, feel the depth of it. Mm-hmm. And again, bring those who need the succor of this beautiful light, of this sustenance. He says, again, bring them into the center. He said it could be just a couple of people who are in pain right now. Somebody that you know who is lost, who needs their heart healed. He says it could be larger. For instance, the whole Middle East. Bring them in. Bring the Japanese in. Being so very grateful for their preciousness and their presence. He says they know how to do this. Sometimes not on the deepest level, but they know how to be a unit. Breathe and be so grateful to them for bringing that particular light, that consciousness to this earth. And now bring the whole beautiful blue marble of the earth into this net of light. It says in this beautiful blue marble of light, it bounces in our net like a trampoline, so to speak. He says to give it life, to give it energy, to give it movement. He says we are not stagnant. We are perpetually speeding up. He says you ask the scientists and they will also tell you we are perpetually speeding up. He says, now this girl is going to count from 1 to 3, and on 3 you will see the explosion of what this light is really about, okay? So just stay with it using your heart breath. 1, 2, and 3. Let the explosion happen. The explosion of light. The purity, the grandness. Revel in it. And be as that light. Be who you are. Be the marvel of the universe. And regard all as the marvel of the universe. We're in this together. What fun we're having. But it is of a very profound fun that could ever be. The most profound purpose. The most profound purity. We are moving together into this warp speed of light. To what in all the ages has been called enlightenment. This is no longer a single solitarian project. Enlightenment Now is a group project. Be aware of that. Open up to that. Each one takes on the responsibility of lightening their own burden, not only for themselves, but so that they can more fully join with the group project. And each one's invaluable contribution of transformation moves along the engine of the transformative project among the group exponentially. You are no longer small, separate little beings moving at your own little pace, sometimes moving, sometimes hiding. But you all have made the agreement to join hands, join hearts, to move forward as one. And you understand that the nexus of this group, of course, are the souls who are here, as well as many, many more. In addition to those who are listening to the recordings, either now or in the future, this light moves out to other gatherings of light workers, other beings of who you
this
are.
This is Carol Decca in Alaska.
Welcome, dear.
Thank
Keep
you.
Keep up the breath. Keep up the breath. Know who you are. Know who you are as this one beautiful, humming, fragrant being. What a blessing to be here. And as we are one, we are not becoming smaller and squishing ourselves into a tiny thimble. Oh, no. As we realize that we are one, of one being, we let down the boundaries so that we realize how huge, unfathomably huge we are. Carrying our individualism to nth degrees that encompasses all. What a purity and what a blessing. Okay, now begin inhaling thought, meaning truth. Exhaling Nam, which means identity. Knowing who you are. Knowing who you are is this precious oneness that enlightens and enlivens this dimension of the world that we call Earth. Our heart, our purity, our joining. Know who you are. Realize who you are. Now let your experience gather for you. and Babaji would love for you to share your experience of this. Of course, you are sharing with your one self. He says, please do share. And, oh, and also, if you have background noises going on, please be aware that everybody can hear them. Normally during the call, I would say to hit star 6 in order to mute yourself. But now, we want yourself to be heard. We want you unmuted with star 6. Okay. Okay. Oh, and Carol, the call starts on the hour rather than on the half hour.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, who would like to share?
Satnam, it's Onkar.
Yes, Onkar.
I love how we are meditating on, you know, us as a whole and a group consciousness. I've found recently in my practice, when I pray, I haven't really been able to pray for individual people. It just seems so right to pray for every soul on the earth and, you know, raising the vibration as a whole. So that was really amazing, you know, that's the main focus. And then when you had us do the 1, 2, 3, the explosion, that was really amazing. I saw different colors, and then it all went white.
Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful. He says, now please do retain that in your heart, he says. He says that will always be there. Retain it so that you can access it.
Thank you.
He says you do anyway. That'll be good. Okay, thank you. Who else can share?
Ranjit?
Ranjit, yes, dear.
I had in my sadhana this morning, I had this when you were talking about us today sharing our hearts with each other and becoming one, yet we would not to worry because we would still have our own individual hearts.
Uh-huh.
And I saw us all as garlic. And I know that garlic is kind of stinky, but how it's all individually wrapped as you pull each one apart, yet it's all totally together. And
I love that.
And so that was the vision, the visual that I had. And and another funny thing happened when I was sending heart breath to everybody this morning. As I was sending it to my sister Guru Ravi, I saw her become extremely tall, elongated, and I heard the word zygote. And I'm like, that's weird. But then you talked today about the cleavage of the heart, and I thought, that was interesting. You know?
Wow.
You know,
amazing.
And, yeah, so that was just kind of neat for me today. And then with my heart, when you were talking about it being spring, it was awesome because, you know, like daffodils and narcissus and all the beautiful spring flowers were all just jumping out of my heart.
Oh, how precious.
It was great. Thank you.
<Aww. laughs> Thank you, dear.
Thank
it's
you.
Lovely. Okay, so...
What's the meaning of zygote, Ranjit?
Well, I don't know. It said that the old origin, the Greek, the original one, was it meant to be yoked or joined together. But, you know, in biology, we all know it is, you know, it is like when the cell begins produced by the two gametes before it goes into cleavage. That's what we usually know it as. So when I looked it up and found that the old, you know, the old meaning was yoke or joined together, I think that was, you know, that was very apropos for today.
Mm-hmm. So a zygote is
sorry
a
fertilized...
It's okay. That's good. A zygote, Ranjit, you check me, is a fertilized cell. And it is the first cell that begins to divide
create
the organism, right?
Right.
Good.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much. Are you a science teacher?
No. English.
Oh! Okay. Thank you. Who else can share?
This is Sadhana Kaur.
And Thundercar, didn't you love that about the garlic?
I did, because mine is robust coming to the ground, and you know what a healer garlic is in our life. Wow.
And how many different kinds do you have planted?
I have 8 varieties.
Wow.
4 pounds.
And how many plants?
I think, like, we'll be able to have 1 bulb a day and to share.
Oh, so that's 360 bulbs.
Uh-huh.
365 bulbs. Okay, good.
Yes. And they're, like, winking up to the ground like, oh, boy. And, you know, the snow or the cold just doesn't even bother them. So that is...
that's great.
That is more great news about their hardiness.
yeah.
I wanted also to share another spring tonic, which is on my mind and now in my body as an infusion. And then right before, like, I realized I had a dream, and I saw the word Milropa. Milropa?
Milropa?
Yeah.
Or
and
Milropa.
I didn't know Milropa, the saint.
Oh, okay.
Am I saying it right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I looked that up, too, and he lived on nettle.
Right. And he turned green. Nettle.
Yes, and that's why he's green in the photos. And it is the greatest tonic in the spring. It is really great for this electromagnetic happening that it is really, really good for us at this time.
So what do you do? Do you juice it? Do you steam it?
Well,
do you
can steam it, or you can buy it dried if you don't have it in your yard growing.
Uh-huh.
And you make a strong infusion out of it. You put a couple of handfuls or a big clump or 2 handfuls dried in a gallon jar with hot water.
Uh-huh.
And you steep it for 2 hours, and you drink it. It's like emeralds. It is...
Wow.
It's really timely to be drinking this, and that's what I know and feel at this time to share.
Wonderful. We appreciate that.
The women of the woods.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
And it grows everywhere, so everyone can use it.
Wonderful. Does somebody have background noise, or is this an echo that we're having? Okay. Maybe it's an echo. Okay, we have time for one more. Who else would like to share?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Is somebody talking on the telephone, which is not our telephone?
Yes, it sounds like someone has laid the phone down and is talking on a different one.
Yes, it does. So, is there somebody else who would like to share? Okay, I think we're too intrigued with this other play that's going on. Okay. Okay, well... So I want to thank you all for joining us in this explosion of light, this explosion of purity. He says he knows it resembles last week's call, and he says this is important. It's important to continue this idea of us as joined and as of the light. Because that, again, that is our joined destiny. That is who we are, that is where we're going, and that is the agreement that we have made. He wants us to understand that in a very conscious mode. It is happening on the unseen area, so to speak. But as we join in our consciousness, our awareness, he says it can grow, and blossom so much easier. Okay, so please be aware of that. Oh, and be very aware that we have our blog. Now, wait a minute. We have 2 things going on. We have a forum. He says, please go to this page, soulanswer.com/talk. www.ZigZag.html, which is where we keep the recordings and also where we have the phone numbers for you to call on this call. And there you will find a couple of different links. Now, one link is to the forum where everybody please share what happens with you, the realizations that you have, because, and create community. That is very important for you to share and to create community. Okay? He says the other link is called Rahmani Relates, and you know the lovely information that Rahmani relates to us to give us a wider perspective of what's going on. It's based in ancient wisdom. There is also that link. So take a look at that, and you can also make comments on what she has to say. And I want to make a point that next time, next call, that as soon as we get tuned in, I'd like to have you all on the line when we get tuned in, but as soon as we do that, then please just press *6 so that we can concentrate on what's going on in the group rather than being distracted by what's going on in the background. Bless you all. Love you all. Please sit straight. Is Kay Hart here?
I'm here.
Oh, yay. Okay. Okay,
okay. Inhale.
May the long time sun shine upon you. All around you, and all your mind within you, guide your way on. Guide your way on. Guide your way on.
Inhale. And bow to this gorgeous essence that is you, that is your individuality, that supports this union with all together, all the light together, all the beautiful working forces together. Love you all. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.